Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition with so much happening in the sports world, from Country House 65-1 winning at the Derby via disqualification. You had Canelo outpointing Jacobs to further unify the division. You had Steph Curry going 7 of 23 from the performance, and he says it wasn't his night. Houston Rockets are back in that series. NHL playoffs, wow, that was some unbelievable stuff too. The Bruins getting a win, the Sharks getting a win. Major League Baseball going in full throttle as well. Man, oh man, the sports world is really, really rocking and rolling at this point. Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you, brother?
I'm doing okay, considering. I mean, you know how I'm feeling, but yeah, you're right. It's just rocking and roll right now in the sports world, and it's just weird to hear about the Kentucky Derby and the disqualification, man.
Yeah, I mean, what in the world happened at the 2019 Kentucky Derby, man? I don't know if we've ever seen anything like that before. I know I haven't, for sure, but it was wild. It was weird. But it was sports, man, and those are four-legged animals running around, and those are four-legged athletes, if you will. But anyways, I do hear the music. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back on the other side with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We'll talk some hockey. We'll talk some baseball. We're just getting loose, just getting warmed up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network work now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful. It holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. Thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that's still kind of going on. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, too. DorfOnSportsRadio.com. At this time, each and every week, though, we do hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada. John, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Mike. Doing very well, thanks. How about the two of you?
Can't complain. You know, we're living the dream. We're living in paradise here in Phoenix, Arizona. It's just starting to get a little warm, but other than that, we're living the dream, man. We truly are living the dream. And speaking of living the dream, the NHL playoff hockey is going on right now. And as you know, I know, Mike knows, and everybody else knows, it could very easily be the best playoff of them all when we're talking basketball, baseball, football, hockey, you name it. I really think that this is right up there as far as entertainment value goes. And we're getting great series from the Boston Columbus series to the Colorado and San Jose series. On the other side, we're just getting great hockey right now, John, aren't we?
Well, we certainly are. And it's sort of been a playoff season of contrasts when you look at it. Almost completed the second round, three of the four series still to be decided, all heading to game six, but when you look at it, we've had four-game sweeps, we've had six- or seven-game series, we've had blowouts, we've had close games, we've had upsets, we've had favorites winning, we've had home teams winning about half the games, road teams winning about half the games. We've seen just a little bit of most everything this playoff season. It might be one of the most entertaining postseasons I've seen in any sport in any length of time. It's always interesting to turn on the TV and just see what news might be made tonight.
Very true. Mike, go ahead, jump in, brother.
No, I was just going to say that Boston game last night just was crazy. I mean, what's led to Boston's success in the playoffs so far?
Well, I think Boston has always been a team that's built for the playoffs, Mike. You know, they're very much a lunch bucket team, a working team, sort of mm-hmm. the image of the Bruins from the early 70s and into the 80s and into the 90s and now into the 2000s. I think we've seen that. It's just a well-coached team. It's a working-class team. They're solid, you know, and they've a lot of their star players were hurt during the season. They're now healthy. And I think Boston is perhaps more than any other team taking advantage of the fact that they're now looking at this field and saying, hey, this Stanley Cup is wide open with all of the big names already out, the top four division teams already gone, Winnipeg gone, the Islanders gone in four games to Carolina, which frankly was a bit of a surprise. I kind of thought Carolina could win that series, but really I didn't see it being over in four games. I just think Boston has perhaps seized the opportunity in a wide-open race more than any other team has.
You know, that's my squad right now, and we talked a little bit about them last week as Carolina. I said to you, you know, a team gets hot. They start that momentum, and we know how momentum can carry teams. You know, they swept the Islanders, like you said, kind of a shock there, kind of a shock that they got through the first round the way that they got through the first round as well. I'm telling you, man, they're hot, and they're a team right now that I don't think anybody wants to play with. You're talking about the Bruins, both of you guys, but talk a little bit about Carolina and the run that they're on right now. It's absolutely magnificent, John.
It certainly is. I mean, it's not something that we expected, quite frankly. The number seven seed didn't really clinch a playoff game until the last four, a playoff spot until about the last four or five games of the regular season. Went into Washington, became the first road team in that series to win a game when they stole Game 7. Full value for their money, no luck involved there. They played better than Washington did that night. Then they took on the Islanders, who in this in the regular season this year had the best goals against average of any team in the league. So they basically shut down the best defensive team there was. They've won eight out of their last nine. That's actually not true. They won four of their last... Yeah, I guess it is true. They won four of their last five in the Washington series, four straight in the Islander series. So to your point, yes, they're on a roll. Question is, how far does momentum carry them? Maybe part of the issue might be if that Boston series with Columbus goes seven games, the Hurricanes might find themselves idle for a little while, and we'll get back to that old rust versus rest situation. Which I think hurt the Islanders, quite frankly, in their series with Carolina, because Carolina was the team that had played seven games. So it's going to be interesting to see how it pans out. Certainly the Carolina team we're seeing now is a much different team than we saw for the majority of the regular season. They will be without Trevor Van Riemsdyk, one of their better defensemen, for the rest of the season, though he suffered a shoulder injury and has had surgery for it, so he's done for the year. That's going to affect them because that's a pretty solid defense that they have. But at the end of the day, I still think Carolina's a very good team. I'm not certain that they're Stanley Cup quality, but to your point, they're on a heck of a roll right now, and momentum is a big thing in sport.
Talk about the San Jose-Colorado Avalanche series. You know, the Sharks are up 3-2. I just remember back in the day when Colorado was just one of those teams you could always count on to get into the conference finals or the Stanley Cup finals. You know, is San Jose going to close this out? Does Colorado have enough to win the next two in advance? What's going to happen here?
Well, Game 6 will be in Colorado, so you'd have to think that in a very close series, Colorado probably has a very good chance of sending that to Game 7 in San Jose. I've been a little bit surprised with the performance of the Avalanche in this series based on the fact that they dealt with the Calgary Flames so easily in round one. And not to take anything away from San Jose, I think Calgary's a better hockey club, but they seem to be struggling a little bit more against San Jose than they did against Calgary. It's been a very tight series, three games to two, obviously, after five games. Each team has won once on the road. The one thing that sort of disappointed me and surprised me both at the same time in the last game was the ineffectiveness of Nathan MacKinnon. And to my mind, MacKinnon's right up there. If he's not in the top three players in the league, he's certainly in the top five. I was a little disappointed in what to me looked like a pretty lackluster experience from him in Game 5. I'm not really sure whether he's hurt or what the issue is, but he just didn't seem to be hustling the way that he has been hustling for most of the season and certainly for most of the playoffs. He's a huge part of that team, somebody they look to for a lot of talent, a lot of leadership by way of personality and a lot of leadership by the way of talent. So I think he has to get his game turned around a little bit and get back to where he was earlier in the playoffs. But in answer to your question, can they win two games against San Jose? Yeah, I don't think it's impossible. You'd much rather be up 3-2 after five games than down 3-2 after five games. But I think they're in there with a pretty good shot, Mike.
That's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down the NHL playoffs. They've been exciting. If you haven't checked them out, absolutely start turning on and watching. St. Louis and Dallas go at it a little bit later today. Who do you think winds up taking that one, John?
Well, that's probably been the most even series. And for the second consecutive series, St. Louis find themselves in perhaps the most even series of all the ones that are being played. I was a little surprised that St. Louis came out as flat as they did in Game 5 at home the other night. I thought that Ben Bishop probably stole the game for Dallas. St. Louis were pressing an awful lot in the last 5 or 7 minutes of that game. I thought they were going to tie it. I thought they deserved to tie it and send the game to overtime. Bishop came up big. We all know that playoff goaltending is tremendously important. I see that as going seven games, and quite frankly, I think it's a toss-up because I think the teams are just so close in talent. You look at the talent on paper, and you'd have to think that St. Louis has the better team, but from what I've seen on the ice right now, they're pretty even.
Yeah, NHL hockey playoffs, man. I'm telling you right now, people, if you don't know, I'm seriously telling you, it's like the best thing out there. It is all that more, trust me. And I don't know if I can compare. Look, you know, think about the overtime games that you have in NHL hockey playoffs. And then the other night when we had the four overtime game with Denver and Portland. I mean, honestly, these guys are all throwing it out there on the line. I know we got to take a break. I hear the music. We'll come back and we'll continue with our professor of sports, John Poulter. And we'll switch gears. We'll talk a little Major League Baseball. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
Bomeister, met from behind by Dickinson, allowing Zuccarello to play the puck. They head now to Sagan, down the left side, puts on the brakes. Cross ice for Klingberg. Klingberg shoots, he scores!
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
And this one driven to center field. And Ciarte going back. And that ball's going to be gone. Home run for Manny Machado. Straight away center field. Good swing of the bat. Ties the game with his fifth home run. Manny Machado makes it 1-1 in Atlanta.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us. Let's talk about it. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Obviously, we heard the clip. We're going to talk a little Major League Baseball at this point. And, John, I guess we got to start the conversation with Cody Bellinger and the way that he's gotten out of the gates. Just unbelievable, to be honest with you. What a month of April for that kid. But going to miss some games after separating a shoulder. How much do you think that's going to slow him down? And what can you say about the start of this kid's season?
Well, it's certainly been a great start for him. We talked last week about how close he was to Yelich in terms of home runs and RBIs. He's had a terrific first month and sort of started to carry that over into the second month. But as you say, going to be out for a little while. I'm not sure what the latest prognosis is in terms of how long he's going to be out. But certainly it's going to hurt the Dodgers because this is a kid that he's good defensively. He's good on the base paths. He's obviously good with his bat. I think it's going to hurt the Dodgers. But at the end of the day, I think the Dodgers are still a pretty deep organization, so I suspect that they'll find some way to fill in for him. Obviously, with a shoulder injury, any player is going to be a little tentative when he comes back, so it may take him a little bit of time once he does get back in the lineup. But he's young, so he should heal fairly quickly. I'd have to think that this is more of a bit of a bump in the road than it is a major roadblock for him.
John, the Diamondbacks are only a game back right now. They're sitting there at 20-13. They're 8-2 in their last 10. What has gone right for the Diamondbacks in their recent past to put them where they're at?
Well, obviously the pitching of Zach Greinke is a major piece of that. I believe he's leading the National League in wins. I also think that a lot of people have perhaps overlooked that Diamondback team, and myself included. When I looked at some of the players that they traded and or let walk away at the end of last season, I kind of wondered whether they had thrown up the white flag and they were going to go into a major rebuild mode. But as we've spoken before, I think Torrey Lovello deserves a tremendous amount of credit for what he gets out of this ball club, because if you put the names on paper, they're not as fancy as the Dodgers, they're not as well known as the Dodgers, but to your point, here they are 6 weeks into the season, they're only a game behind, 8-2 in their last 10, winners of their last four. They're going to give the Dodgers a run for their money, certainly for the short term. I kind of have my doubts whether they can do it for the length of the season, only time will tell, but from what I've seen so far, I've been pleasantly surprised with the Diamondbacks. They might be one of my surprise teams in terms of what they have produced on the field so far this Major League season.
No, I would absolutely agree with that. Very impressive. And Yep, Torrey does more with less all the time. Hey, let me ask you this. Looking at the standings, nobody's really tearing up the league right now. Whereas, you know, last year we had several teams winning 100 games. I mean, at this point, it doesn't look necessarily like we're going to have one team cracking that 100 mark plateau. So what can you say? Is it parity? Is it bad baseball? What is it, John?
I think it's probably more parity than anything else, Andy. You know, we've had a couple of teams come out of the gate a lot quicker than we anticipated. I'm thinking specifically Tampa Bay and Minnesota here when I make that comment, and don't look now, but all of a sudden the Minnesota Twins have the best percentage in Major League Baseball at .645, slightly ahead of Tampa Bay and the Dodgers. I think that's a big piece of it. We've also had the disappointments of teams like the Boston Red Sox, the Chicago Cubs, both getting very slow starts, but starting to get back into a groove and now climbing back into their respective division races. We've had the Yankees slow down a little bit, not an awful lot, but a little bit through their injury string. They're still sitting 2.5 games behind Tampa Bay. I just think that we're seeing a lot more competitive baseball, and we sort of knew that the National League East was going to be a little bit different this year. For a number of years, the Washington Nationals have been far and away the best team talent-wise on paper and have sort of run away with that division in the regular season. But we knew that over the winter, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and the Mets all strengthened themselves a little bit. And really, the Miami Marlins are the only weak sister in that division. So all of a sudden, you've got four of the five teams in a division that are so close. And they, with the way the schedule is made up, they play each other an awful lot. So you have teams that are fairly close in talent, playing each other an awful lot. You're going to get a lot of 500 teams. And that's sort of essentially what we have in the National League East. And you know, as I said, the Cubs are starting to get back into a little bit. They're pushing the Cardinals. They're now down to a half a game lead in that division, and that may change today if the Cubs beat the Cardinals in today's game. So I think it's a combination of things. And, you know, again, it's early in the season, so we still have an awful lot to look forward to. But I would think it's a combination of the fact that some teams have come out of the gate a little bit better than we expected, and some of the teams that we expected to be quite powerful and sort of run roughshod over their division haven't done so.
John, you know, you look at the American League Central and you look at the American League East, and the two teams, like you were just talking about, you know, teams have gotten out a little better than we originally thought. Speaking of those two of those teams are Tampa Bay and Minnesota. What's led to their early season success?
Well, with Tampa Bay, it's pitching the way that it usually is. You know, here we have a team that has the best run differential at plus 46 in Major League Baseball. They've given up the least runs in Major League Baseball at 103. Again, that's a well-coached team. It's a well-managed team. It's a team that is young. It's developing. They built through the farm system with some very astute trades made from time to time that sort of strengthen them. And, you know, I'm looking at Tyler Glasnow as a classic example. He has turned out, in his short time in Tampa Bay, he's turned out to be a much better pitcher than anything we saw out of him when he was with Pittsburgh. So I have to kind of think that, you know, this is maybe another situation where the Tampa Bay pitching coaches have started to work with a guy and have seen something that they like, and they've seen something that needs some work, and they fixed it, and all of a sudden we've got a pretty good pitcher. So I think that's the situation there. I think Minnesota probably is just taking advantage of the fact that they're in an extremely weak division, and quite frankly, Cleveland and Minnesota, to me, are the only two reasonable teams in that central division, the only two teams that I think have an opportunity to win it. And I think Minnesota's window opened a little bit in the late part of this week with the unfortunate injury to Corey Kluber, who's obviously going to miss some starts after taking that line drive off his forearm. So chance for the Minnesota Twins to make some hay and build up a little bit of a lead over Cleveland. But again, that's a two-horse race, whereas the American League East, I think, is a three-horse race, Tampa Bay, the Yankees, and Boston. Tampa Bay is going to have a tougher time winning that division than Minnesota is going to have winning the Central, in my mind.
Hey, what can you tell us about Vladdy Jr. real quick, the phenom for the Blue Jays?
Well, I hope he lives up to the hype. He's certainly been well written up. No question that we always knew that his bat was going to get him to the major leagues. We always felt his defense and his base running abilities were going to be perhaps a little bit suspect and certainly not up to the level of his hitting. But I've been quite impressed with what I've seen so far. He's a big man. He weighs about 250. He's generously listed at 250. My guess is he's probably about 260, which is kind of big for a 20-year-old. But he moves laterally a lot better than I thought he did. And he's a little bit like Sandoval in that respect, Andy. He's a big man, but he moves quite well at third base. Haven't seen much of him on the bases because whenever he's gotten on base late in the game, they've pinch ran for him. So that is still something we have to determine. But certainly his bat is major league ready. Whether he can hang in there for the rest of the season and do it at the pace that he's been doing at it is another story, but he's in a great spot at a great time. He's on a young team that's developing, and he's going to sell some tickets. There's no question about that. You look around the ballpark, and there's a heck of a lot of 27 Guerrero Jr. Sweaters sitting in the seats. So obviously, from a merchandising standpoint, the Blue Jays are very happy as well.
Very good, John. Always appreciate your time. Have a wonderful rest of your Sunday. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yep. My pleasure as always, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking it down, man. Nobody does it like John. When we talk NHL hockey, we have John. When we talk Major League Baseball, we have John. And nobody breaks it down like John Poulter, so we're glad to have him. We're going to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back on the other side. We'll wrap about the NBA. Got to get into that a little bit because Boston, Milwaukee's exciting. All of them are exciting. They're all 2-1 right now, man. And if you don't like that, then there's something wrong with you. We got to take a break. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Lowry with 10, 9, 8. Gets it to Kawhi. Drive, pull up, jumper, banks it in! And raises his fist. Kawhi Leonard banks home a 16-footer. Toronto up 127-125.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting it through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us. We can talk about it. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, man. So, Mike, you know, he's got that Kyle Lowry clip going right there, and we got to talk a little bit about Kyle Lowry, or the fact that Kyle Lowry is not much of a show when it comes to the NBA playoffs. I don't know what goes on with this cat, man. You know, Kawhi Leonard doing everything he possibly can to help his Toronto Raptors get a victory and playing his heart out. And then Kyle Lowry, it's like the guy's afraid to play basketball right now, man. Can you explain it?
I can't explain it. I mean, look, I mean, Toronto already had kind of a mental thing going on coming into the playoffs anyways. I mean, they've had it, this mental block about getting past LeBron. Well, now LeBron's not here. Now Kyle Lowry has something going on where he just can't play. He's not scoring. He's not helping out. And Kawhi is, You know, with Kawhi's free agency coming up, I mean, certainly behind the scenes, he has to be thinking, you know, if I wanted to stay, do I really want to stay with a guy who's not going to show up in the playoffs? I mean, this kind of play by Lowry, you know, is probably going to get them knocked out of the playoffs. I mean, I know it's 2-1 and it's close right now, but the way Philly's playing, the way Philly has confidence going right now, it wouldn't shock me if Philly goes up 3-1 and then looks to close it out up in Toronto.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, at the end of the day, you're only as good as the next game you play. So the Raptors, they need a victory, man. They play at 12:30, I believe, our time against the, you know, Raptors, 76ers going at it. Like you said, 76ers 2-1 lead right now. Could take a commanding 3-1 lead. And it's weird because, you know, when you look at the starting lineup for the Sixers, I'm like, you know, they've got a really good starting lineup. What will their bench do for them? Raptors, it's kind of like the opposite. I'm expecting more out of their bench, and their bench really hasn't delivered for them. Gasol, you know, he's got to be better. Powell's got to be better. Do you bring Van Vliet? Would you play Van Vliet instead of playing Kyle Lowry? Would you sit Kyle Lowry? What do you do there?
No, I would stay with Kyle Lowry. You know, even though he's shown the inconsistency, it's always better to have that guy coming off the bench that can provide some instant offense. You don't know how a bench guy is really going to react being a starter. I mean, that's a different mindset. So I would stay with what's going on, but I would have a somewhat of a quick trigger to replace Lowry. If it's obvious that he's not scoring, he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing.
You know, and to your point about Kawhi, you know, after the season, I mean, I'm sorry, but there's no way in hell he's staying in Toronto when you think about it, bro. They do not.
No,
have,
I agree.
No, but they don't have a number two guy. You know, he's definitely shown that he can be that number one guy again. We're seeing that out of Kawhi. But they don't have a reliable number two. I don't know. I just, everything tells me that he's leaving. And it really makes no difference as to what happens in the playoffs. And again, a lot will be determined from all of these game fours when you think about it. I mean, every series is 2-1 right now. And let me ask you something, because I'm so tired about hearing, you know, a series isn't a series until a road team wins. Well, okay, we got that right away with the Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks, yeah. And now we're back to 2-1 there, where, you know what, it's almost like you've done what you're supposed to do. It's just happened in a different way, okay? So Milwaukee loses one at home. They split. That's, you know, in Milwaukee. Now they go to Boston. They've gotten the first one there. Now they're looking to take a crazy 3-1 lead when, after game one, everybody's talking about Boston, you know, beating Milwaukee, and Milwaukee's overhyped and this and that and the other. I mean, here's the deal, man. I'm tired about hearing people say, look, a series isn't a series until somebody wins on somebody else's floor. Well, let me ask you this. If everybody wins on everybody's floor, if the Bucks win two at home, Boston wins two at home, and you wind up going seven games, what the hell's the difference, man? So I'm just tired about hearing people say, well, a series isn't a series until a road team wins. Well, it can be a series if everybody takes care of their damn business at home, can't it, Mike?
It absolutely can. I mean, that's kind of the way I've thought about it. You know, if you're the road team, that what you want to do is get the split, get out of town, get the split, and maybe take care of stuff at home. But you know, a series is a series once the ball goes up in the first game. I mean, to me, I mean, anything can happen. I mean, you and I both know that. You know, all that bluster coming out of it wasn't coming out of my mouth when the Celtics won game one. Did I feel good that they won game one the way they did? Yeah. But then they just gave it back, and they reverted back to, not shooting well, making poor decisions. And Milwaukee did exactly what Milwaukee's been doing all year. And letting the freak do his thing, spreading the court out, getting the 3-point shooters. They're wide open looks and have Boston scrambling. And, you know, that whole, you know, it's not a series until someone wins on the road. Let's not forget about Portland, at all. I mean, they did it on the road, in Denver as well. So, I don't know. I just want people to sit back and enjoy the series, because the series are so intriguing and so exciting right now that, you know, who cares who wins on the road unless you're rooting for a certain team. It's just good entertainment. It's appointment television right now in the NBA.
I mean, we didn't even talk about the 4 overtime game between Denver and the Blazers the other day. It was absolutely ridiculous, man. What a fantastic ball game that was. It was just absolutely amazing. You know, Joker is great, man. I really like that guy a lot. I mean, he can get the triple-double all the time. But I don't know, man. He's missing something, okay? And then as far as – we've talked about this before too, you know, having that one go-to guy. You know, the Blazers have a real great luxury. They've got two guys. You know, they can go to McCollum or they can go to Dame. And I think we know who they really want to go to. In most cases, it's going to be Dame. And you know what? If Dame can't get it done, well, then they've got this really nice second fiddle guy – McCollum, who can get the job done when Dame can't usually. But I think that that's ultimately where the Nuggets are struggling. Like, who's that guy that takes that big shot? Is it Murray? Is it Harris? Right. Is it Joker? Is it Millsap? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think that they're lacking that one guy that says, give me the damn ball, I'm going to put in the work.
No, that's exactly right. And you've heard me say that for a long time about, you know, who's their closer. You know, if they need someone to just go get them a bucket at the end of the game, sure, you can go to Joker, but who else are you going to go to if Joker can't get the job done? I mean, because the teams are going to be focusing on him. Is it Murray? Is it, you know, who is it? And that's going to be the question for Denver if they're going to get out of this series and even beyond this series. One thing that I'll say about Portland, you know, I mean, that's a tough place to win a game. The Rose Garden up there, or the Moda Center, whatever they call it now, that's a tough place to play. So it doesn't surprise me the Blazers are tough at home. But one, I'll give one little shout out here is to the guy who's sucking it up and doing the yeoman's work on the block is Enos Kanter. I mean, guy, his left shoulder, yeah, his left shoulder is about as bad as you can probably do it. He's getting treatment before the game. He's getting treatment after the game. I'm sure he's getting treatment at halftime, and he's sucking it up and doing what Portland needs him to do. And it's just been impressive on Kanter's part.
Well, look, they had their injury to their big guy. Kanter stepped up. Yeah. Everybody's stepped up for them. Collins has stepped up. I mean, they've gotten some great play from their bigs, and they've had to have that. Hey, you know, speaking of great players and what they're doing, what I've noticed, let's talk a little Milwaukee-Boston, okay? What I noticed in Game 3 out of Milwaukee, which – I truly loved, and I think he wound up taking maybe one or maybe even two by the end of the game. But I, like I said to you, you know, off the air, Giannis has no business shooting the ball from past the free throw line. Okay. And right. he made a concerted effort in game three to not take jumpers. He was going to the basket left and right, and he shot 18 free throws, something like that. It was insane, okay? But truly, you know, you talk about a guy being able to get his own shot and being that go-to guy, that closer guy. Well, if I remember correctly, that's the way that LeBron did business back in the day when LeBron – was kicking ass and taking names, to be honest with you, Mike. And what Giannis is doing right now, well, you got to realize that Boston played him way different in game one. And you know what? Games two and game three, I don't know if Coach Bud made an adjustment, but I'll tell you what, the players made an adjustment. And bringing in Nico to play in the starting lineup has also changed the dynamic a little bit, because you now have another guy that can shoot three balls. And, you know, the knock on him was his defense, but he's been stepping his defense up as of late too. And my point is this: Giannis, keep taking the damn ball to the hoop, because nobody can stop you, bud. Nobody.
Yeah, nobody can. And like you said, putting their other big in there has helped them stretch the floor and has caused Boston to not kind of clog up the middle like they were doing in that game one. I mean, they were just clogging the middle. They all got back. Now Boston, you know, on Boston's part, they're not getting back as quick. And on Milwaukee's part, hey, look, Bledsoe's pushing the ball. I see a lot more just get up the court before Boston can kind of set their defense and clog things up. And that's allowing Giannis to get to the hoop unimpeded, dunk on anybody and everybody. So I think it's adjustments with Bud. I think it's adjustments with the other people with the other players on the team. So it's an overall just team adjustment to get the ball up the court quicker and into the guy's hands that you want the ball in.
Look, man, you got an ultimate pro there in Boston in Al Horford, who, by the way,
yes.
I got to tell you a story on the other side when we come back. I got to tell you a story about Tito Horford. But you've got the ultimate pro right there in a guy named Al Horford. Well, you know what? The Bucks have the ultimate pro in a guy by the name of George Hill. You know, so,
right.
And Bledsoe, you mentioned him. He hasn't showed up, really. There's something going on. Like, Boston is totally in that dude's head. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about this on the other side a little bit. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody. Keep it close.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All right, everybody. Welcome back for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You can always get at us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out that website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, Mike, real quickly, before the break, I told you I had a little bit of a story about Tito Horford for you. And obviously, the father of Al Horford. Boston playing Milwaukee right now. Tito played for the Milwaukee Bucks back in the day. And true story, long time ago, my father, big-time sponsor of the Milwaukee Bucks, his company back in the day, and we had the privilege of spending the whole day with Tito Horford, my brothers and myself and my father, driving around in a limousine as he was drafted by the Milwaukee Bucks. And my father was in the food business, and he had a cookie line called Frookies. So they came up with a slogan called Frookies for Rookies. Tito Horford was with the Milwaukee Bucks at that time, went around with us the whole day with at the displays and things along those lines, signed autographs for people, got to spend, I don't know, 8, maybe 10 hours with them, talking to them about all different kinds of things, and it definitely made an impact on my life. And true story, my brother's at the game the other day on Tuesday night, sees Tito in the crowd, goes and talks to Tito a little bit, asks him if he remembers us from back in the day. Tito says yes. The rest is history, my friend. But pretty cool stuff when you can kind of tie it all into your childhood, and then boom, you got the Milwaukee Bucks playing the Boston Celtics. One guy used to play for the Bucks. His son's playing for the Celtics. The guy is, I mean, in all honesty, it's got to be kind of tough, but just a lot of fun for him at the same time.
Oh, absolutely. No, and you're right. Horford's the ultimate pro. He's the guy. Sometimes he gets mentioned in trade rumors, and I'm like, dear God, do not trade Al Horford. I mean, he means that much to that team. He's, to me, he's the leader of the team in his quiet fashion, but he is the ultimate pro.
Yeah, he's the glue, man. Like, Brogdon's the glue. He's the glue, too. We're going to take a break. We got hour number one in the books. Hour number two's on the horizon. We'll be back, and I know Mike's going to hang with me for just a little bit longer, so keep it close, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
South Korea's troops are on high alert following the North's missile tests yesterday. While South Korea is very concerned about the weapons launches, on Fox News Sunday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that Washington still wants to negotiate with Pyongyang.
We still have every intention of negotiating a good resolution with North Korea to get them to denuclearize. We've known it would be a long path. We've known it wouldn't be straightforward. But I have extended our negotiating hand to the North Koreans since Hanoi. We've heard back from them. I extend my hand to continue those negotiations. We want to continue to work towards a peaceful resolution to achieve denuclearization, fully verified.
President Donald Trump is always quick to use nicknames like Sleepy Joe, Crooked Hillary, and Lion Ted Cruz. Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden was asked in South Carolina if he has a nickname for Trump. Biden says he didn't want to get down in the mud with Trump, but said one he would choose would be Clown. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Aronson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A pilot and his passenger are dead after a helicopter crashed into the Chesapeake Bay Saturday near Bloody Point on the southern end of Kent Island. No word yet on what caused that crash. A ceremony will be held this evening for 21-year-old Riley Howell, the University of North Carolina student who was shot to death last week while tackling a gunman inside a lecture hall. His mother, Natalie Henry Howell, says you can only do so much to prepare for these kinds of tragedies.
I'm an educator. We talk about these things, about how we try to keep our kids safe. And you think about it, but you don't think about it, if that makes any sense. And all the measures were in place to try to prevent this, but it just took one.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says massive attacks against terrorist elements in Gaza will continue after militants there fired approximately 600 rockets towards Israel. At least three Israelis were killed. Netanyahu says Hamas bears the responsibility for not only its attacks, but actions of Islamic Jihad. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Efforts are continuing to find a way to repair the country's deteriorating roads and bridges. More on that from USA's Wendy King.
The federal gas tax of 18.4 cents hasn't risen since 1993. Since then, costs of transportation projects has risen to almost 75%. The administration is proposing $2 trillion in infrastructure spending. White House advisor Larry Kudlow says we shouldn't raise the tax.
Well, wouldn't you admit that the gasoline tax is not kept up well enough?
Factually, it's never been indexed, if that's what you're saying. Do motorists want a higher gas tax? I don't think so. Do working folks want a higher gas tax? I don't think so. We'll come up with our own package.
Democrats have been invited back in 3 weeks to hear what tax ideas the president will propose. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Country Houses pulled off a huge upset in the Kentucky Derby. Stewards awarded the 65-1 long shot the victory following an objection that Maximum Security, clearly the first horse to cross the finish line, interfered with the path of several horses. Race steward Barbara Borden.
The riders of the 18 and 20 horses in the Kentucky Derby lodged objections against the 7 horse, the winner, due to interference, turning for home, leaving the quarter pole.
It's the first time in the history of the Kentucky Derby that the winner was disqualified for an in-race foul. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others, and maybe even good evening to some people. Welcome in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf alongside Mike Wilson, getting you through hour number two. And I'll tell you what, man, from Country House 65-1 winning the Kentucky Derby on a disqualification to Steph Curry shooting 7 of 23 and saying it wasn't his night. Anything can happen in the sports world. That's for damn sure. Anything can happen in the sports world. Mike Wilson, how you doing, brother?
I'm here for right now. I'm not going to say anything bad against Chipotle, but, you know, it's all good. But, you're exactly right. It's all good with the NBA playoffs with me, even though my Boston Celtics are down 2-1 to your hometown Milwaukee Bucks.
Hey, let me ask you this before I let you get out of here today, and I do appreciate you helping me out. What do you think of the Kentucky Derby? What do you think of the disqualification? It's like people get so jacked up about this thing, and then boom, it's over.
Exactly. I'll say this. The Kentucky Derby is certainly one of those things that's on my bucket list to go watch. But you're exactly right. In a blink of an eye, it's over. I have actually yet to see the whole race in its entirety. So just by hearing what happened was just crazy.
All right, dude, you take care, get better, feel well, and we'll catch up next week. How does that sound?
It sounds perfect, man. And go Celtics.
All right, man. Keep it close, everybody. I'm just getting warmed up. A ton to get into. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. I'll be back.
Attention. This important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, people. Welcome back in. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter, Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. Check out my website, too. It's dorfonsportsradio.com. What a crazy wild world of sports that we live in. Seriously. From what happened at the Kentucky Derby, disqualification, getting that victory for Country House, 65-1. Then you have the boys of summer going at it with Major League Baseball. And guys like Cody Bellinger having phenomenal, tremendous, amazing seasons. Steph Curry struggling for the Golden State Warriors. Lots to talk about in the sports world, that's for sure. Canelo outpointing Jacobs. And here's where I am on the boxing world. I'm not that interested. And the reason that is because more often than not, you don't trust or believe what the outcome of a boxing match is going to be. And you don't like how the outcome happens either. In more cases than not, you're unhappy with the decision. Probably where a lot of people are right now with Canelo and Jacobs. And when I think about the Kentucky Derby, and like I said, it's you get all jacked up about something that literally takes a minute or two. And I know it's a bucket list thing for my man Mike Wilson. I don't see it as a bucket list thing for me. Not that interested in that either. Not my crowd. Sorry. Just not my thing. But it doesn't mean that it's not exciting. It's not fun for some people because it is. Absolutely it is. Here's the real truth. I guess what I've been able to do in general with whatever sport, whether it's horse racing or ice hockey, football, handball, pickleball, tennis, I've been able to find an appreciation and a joy for just about any and all sports. Again, whether or not I spend a lot of time watching them, I do think the way that a woman can throw the softball pitching, that is a skill, people. I sure as hell can't do it. So there's something amazing about every sport. There really is. And it's up to you to find your niche and what you like and what you can appreciate. I appreciate basketball. I appreciate football. I appreciate hockey. I appreciate baseball. And I appreciate every other sport too, for crying out loud. But again, some get my attention more than others. And it's not to say that one is more important than the other. It's not what I'm saying. Just saying that certain things intrigue me more than other things. And that's usually what I base my radio program around. But if you have anything that you want to talk about, you know how the Dorf Man rolls. Whatever's on your mind is always on my mind. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter, too. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. All right, I'm going to get back into some of the NBA. Because that was an interesting conversation that I was having with Mike. All these series are 2-1. And I've been hearing so much about home court, not a series until a road team wins. I heard Paul Pierce say the series is over after game one when the Boston Celtics won on the floor in Milwaukee at Pfizer Forum. And I hope that dude eats his words. I hope a lot of people eat their words. It's crazy how we are in the sports world as analysts, as people that are supposed to know what you're talking about. And how quickly guys will flip-flop. Paul Pierce says, after game one, the series is over. The series is over. I wish I had that clip. I really do. I wish we had that clip. Because when you talk too soon, before a series has actually even gotten started, after one damn game, and then you look foolish at the end of it because you're wrong, man, oh man. See, I've been watching and just kind of holding back. I haven't really been active very much on social media talking about the Bucks and the Celtics. Because truth be told, I think that all of these series, whether it's the Raptors and the Sixers, the Bucks in Boston, Golden State in Houston, or the Nuggets and the Trailblazers, these are all really good series, people. And I don't give a rat's you know what whether or not a team is able to win on the other team's floor. To me, that's not how we're going to have a great series.
it's a way where we could have a great series, sure. But it's not the only way that a series becomes a series. If everybody wins at home, then you have a series as well. But in that respect, teams like Toronto, teams like the Denver Nuggets, they're both going to have to respond because they both did take L's at home. The Milwaukee Bucks have responded to taking that L at home. And now they have regained that home court advantage. And sooner or later, see, I think in the NBA, especially in the NBA, that home court advantage, at some point, it does pay dividends. It really does. At some point, having that sixth man behind you, it seems to play a role on guys missing or making shots. And your role players play way better at home, for crying out loud. Makes no sense. But anybody that thinks that 2-1, whether or not you won on the road or you won at home and everything's just kind of chalk, well, so be it. Doesn't have to be a great series when a road team is able to win. It can be a great series if the home team wins every damn game too. So I'm getting kind of tired of hearing all these so-called experts say, well, it's not a series, it is a series, or, you know, these guys don't know how to play, or all of a sudden you jump on and off a bandwagon is my point. So I hope that Paul Pierce has to eat his words when he said a series was over after one game of a series. Saw another guy make a comment about the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets. For game three, if Houston didn't win game three, the series was over. Again, why would you say that before it actually happens? Houston winds up coming out and winning game three. So the point of you saying if they lose game three, it's over, it makes no sense. It's you trying to be news instead of just reporting what's happening. And to me, ultimately, that's what I hate most about media in general. Just report what you see, people. Don't try to predict, because when you do and you're wrong, you look like an idiot. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. Going to do it. Come back. Keep rapping about the sports world. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Stephen Curry on the right wing gets a screen from Draymond Green. Switched on to up top by Jeff Green. Durant back out the step. Shot fake from three. Dribbles into a right elbow jumper and splashes it down.
Haywood. Step back. Again. Gordon Haywood is having himself a game.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Get at me. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. All right, been talking NBA basketball to myself with Mike Wilson, obviously with you people. And now I've got a guest. I'm going to bring on Richard Anselmo, NBA insider, to kind of talk this out with me, man. Every series, 2-1. We got guys talking about series over after game one in Paul Pierce. We got other people saying a series isn't a series until a road team wins. However, if they go seven without a road team winning, to me, that's still a great series, too. Richard, good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing today, Andy?
I'm excited. Can't complain. I'm talking NBA basketball, you know, with you and other people. But, I mean, what do you make of how crazy of a society, how crazy the media is when you think about Paul Pierce saying series is over after game one when he's watching Milwaukee and Boston play. And you know what? After game one, if you're a former Boston Celtic, if you're a Boston fan, yeah, you're feeling pretty damn good about things. But on the other hand, that wasn't the Milwaukee Bucks team that we've seen all season long. And you had to think that they would figure it out at least for a few games. And to say a series is over after game one, that's just ridiculous, man.
It's recency bias. That's the last thing I saw, so that's just the way it is. And it never works that way. I think a lot of these series can go seven games.
Yep.
Now, I might change my mind if Pascal Siakam doesn't play for the Raptors today.
That's true. That is true. But with that being said, what about Kyle Lowry? I mean, look, that guy's been a no-show, too. So, and with Kawhi Leonard, we all know that he's probably going to exit after this year. There's really not a lot of incentive for him to want to go back to a situation like he's in when he has no second fiddle. And Siakam is a great – he's probably a great number three, but if that's got to be your number two, I think you're in a little bit of trouble.
From watching him improve as a rookie –
oh yeah.
To what he's done now, I think this guy is more than just another player. I think he's not there yet, but I think he will be a second in very short order.
Okay. Okay. I think that's fair, but I'm just saying, if you're Kawhi Leonard and you have Kyle Lowry, who repeatedly doesn't show up in the postseason, he chokes, if you will. And then, like I said, Siakam, a guy that is an up and comer. And don't get me wrong, I agree with you. The improvement is ridiculous. He's added the 3-point shot. The guy gives you a little bit of everything. He's very active. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. But what's the incentive for Kawhi Leonard when you know that your time is kind of going? You know, you want it now if you're Kawhi Leonard.
Right. I mean, the East is open. And it's probably open to all four of these teams.
I agree.
But if you don't get what they need, it just makes it worse for the teams. They are a minus 57 without Leonard on the court. And people are screaming, well, he needs to play 48 minutes. I don't agree with that. You have a bench.
Yeah.
And how effective is a guy coming off a major injury? He's a year removed from that injury. How effective is he going to be in minute 47 if he plays the entire game?
No, I agree.
There's so many other people that need to step up. Danny Green has disappeared.
I'm with you. What about Marc Gasol? I mean, he's got to play better too, right?
Oh, much better. They're guarding him with Tobias Harris. And that's not only a coaching thing, but that's also the fault of the players on the floor. Get him the ball.
I agree.
If you're going to guard me with a 225-pound guy, I'm going to post up and you get me the ball.
I'm with you. That's the voice of Richard Anselmo, people. NBA insider joining me here on Dorfon Sports, the weekend edition. Hey, let me ask you this. What have you seen from Giannis in the last couple of games that's changed for him? Obviously, game one was a real struggle, you know, like we talked a little bit about Paul Pierce, but it was a real struggle. What did he and the Milwaukee Bucks figure out in game two and three?
Their movement's been a lot better, and they got him away from Al Horford 100% of the time. Horford has a history of this. I mean, he's done this. He does it to Embiid constantly.
Yep.
He can play against bigger guys and frustrate them. And he was frustrating Giannis. I think the Bucks' movement in games two and three was so much better. And other people are hitting shots, which didn't happen in game one.
Yeah, no, I agree. You know, you mentioned Al Horford, and I agree with you so much. The guy is the ultimate pro. I think he's a pro's pro, if you will. That's Boston's secret weapon as far as having that ultimate pro. Milwaukee's ultimate pro is George Hill. I mean, like you said, guys hitting shots. George Hill was one of those guys hitting shots. Connington hitting shots for the Milwaukee Bucks, especially when Bledsoe – look, man, he's been a no-show against Boston two times now. I mean, there's something going on in his head with Rozier, with Kyrie. These guys are just – they're able to get at him in a way where we really haven't seen all season long. And Eric Bledsoe's been very good all year, but when it comes to playing Boston, he struggles, man.
And I don't understand why. He's certainly athletic enough to deal with Boston's guards. And he's not even facing Marcus Smart, which should be a plus.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think they're missing Brogdon.
Absolutely.
Because they need him for a certain amount of minutes, and he does calm that team down for a young player.
Well, he's the glue. And you can make the argument that both of these teams are missing their glue, right? Marcus Smart could be the glue for Boston, and Brogdon could be the glue for Milwaukee.
Very true.
Yeah.
And yet I still think the series could go the distance.
I agree. It's one of those deals where, you know, this is one of those series where you've had a road team be able to win, you know, twice already. Boston's won once, Milwaukee's won once, so home court hasn't really meant much. I do think it does play a factor, you know, as the series goes on, and ultimately that could be the difference this year versus last year for Milwaukee if they are to advance.
True. True. They didn't have it last year and still took Boston to seven games.
Let's shift gears. Let's talk a little Portland and Denver. That game three was just off the hook. I mean, the four overtimes, the great play back and forth. The Western Conference in general, man. What two series that are both really good.
They had no love for East Coast people during that game, though. I just wanted someone to win it at one point. It was you played a game and a half. A little more. I mean, that takes a lot out of people. I think that's an advantage to Portland.
I agree.
Considering they're at home.
Didn't Jokic log, 65 minutes, something like that?
65. McCollum had 60.
After the game, I loved the way McCollum was talking to the reporter. He says, I was built for this, right? He says, I'm not tired. I can go more.
I wish I could say that.
No, but in general, man.
I was exhausted just watching.
After all that emotion, right, of playing that game, how else is he going to come out there? He's so jacked up at that point.
And that is also very, very tough on the team that loses.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, I wonder how Denver responds. You know, we're talking about teams not winning on the road or winning on the road, whatever it is, and a series not being a series. But how do you respond after a game like that, right? I mean, I don't care if you win or lose that game. Both ways, how do you respond to that?
I think Portland has an advantage. I think we haven't seen the best of McCollum and Lillard yet. Despite the fact they both had great numbers, they didn't shoot well.
Yeah.
And if they do this at home, that could really turn this series. Now, having said that, it's the first real test for Denver for taking a home loss and then losing a game like this. That's hard.
I agree. Hey, can you hang tight on the through the break and let's continue the conversation on the other side?
Sure.
All right, that's the voice of Richard Anselmo, NBA insider, hanging out with the Dorf Man right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back, everybody. We'll continue rapping about the NBA.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 for the 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
And that's Capella.
Ooh, hey, from the parking lot! He was out there in the parking lot all by himself!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website too, dorfonsportsradio.com. And I do thank the Heartland News Feed for picking us up as well here on today's program. And I believe they'll be starting to pick us up today and every Sunday moving forward. So do appreciate them, Heartland News Feed. Little shout out for you people. Continuing with my NBA insider, Richard Anselmo. Again, I want to get back into this Denver-Portland for a moment. And here's my big issue with Denver. I feel like they don't have the ultimate go-to guy, closer guy, like Portland does in Dame Lillard. And then if he's not going well, they've got McCollum to go to too. So pretty nice luxury to have if you're Portland. Whereas Denver, is it the Joker? Is it Murray? Is it Harris? Is it Millsap? Like, who's going to take that big shot? And I think that ultimately, Richard, to me, that's what separates them from a team like Golden State or even Portland at this point. They've got guys that are closers and guys that want the ball to be a closer at that point. I'm not saying that guys don't want the ball for Denver, but it's a matter of like kind of like a hot potato. Who's going to get the ball and who's going to do that for them?
If they're smart, it's Murray.
I agree, because he is that closer. I agree, man. That guy's a stone-cold killer. I agree with that.
He has that instinct about him. But the funny thing with that team in general is Jokic is usually there. His numbers are they're good. They're very good. He plays a good game, but you could have a different second every night, getting to your point. One night it could be Barton. One night it could be Millsap. They do have scoring that can come from a lot of places, but it does need to be Murray late in games.
I agree. I think that's your guy, and he's the guy who has the ball in his hands the most. So you want that guy taking clutch shots for you. Let's think about this. Does Denver win Game 4 today, and if they do? Obviously, it puts them in the driver's seat to have home court advantage again and potentially take this thing in seven. If they lose today, I mean, I'm sorry, but wow. I really think Portland could be getting to the Western Conference Finals, and I don't necessarily know if I would have said that before the season started.
Oh, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have come close, even though I kind of like the team. The surprise with Portland with me is the way Cantor has played. He has really helped that team.
Collins as well, huh?
Yes. Between the two of them in game two when Lillard had the off game, they combined for 25 and 15 rebounds.
Yeah.
So the center position, I won't say they're not missing Nurkic, who was traded for Jokic, by the way.
Crazy.
Which is interesting, but Cantor's really picked it up, as has Collins.
Yeah, no, I agree. Enes Kanter, a guy that can play on the block, and he gives him just a really tough defender in there, and a guy that, you know, he's not going to take any crap. I agree with you 100%. And Collins has been great, man. The guy can hit the outside shot. He can rise above the rim. He gets you big rebounds. No, their bigs have been playing tremendous. And in a weird way, I agree with you. I mean, I don't think we've seen the best of the combination of Lillard and McCollum. Maybe we've seen some great individual play. I mean, especially, you know, the way he sent Oklahoma City packing and, you know, just some of the big shots that he hits all the time for Portland. But maybe the combination of those two guys, like literally going off in a game together, maybe we haven't seen that quite yet.
We haven't. And the thing with both of them on the floor at once is, if you're playing a guard that doesn't really play great defense, where do you hide him?
You can't. You can't. You just can't hide him because those guys will just eat him up. So, no, I agree with you. Hey, but speaking of those two guys and how good they potentially can be, what's going on with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson? Those guys, I mean, they're definitely struggling. Is it just a matter of – I mean, in a weird way, like, I'm sitting there watching Houston and Golden State yesterday, and I'm, like, saying to myself, I just feel like Golden State goes in and out of being interested. Do you feel the same way?
I do. I think they have been doing this for so long. And a lot of that is missing Cousins. He's the one that doesn't have the ring. He's the one that was pushing during the season to really be into this and play hard because he wanted the ring.
See,
I think it hurts without him being there. Everybody else there is used to this.
Yeah, but let me ask you this, because in a weird way, maybe I'm wrong, and you know, if I am, I can admit it. But when I was seeing what was going on with how they were able to play the pick and roll against the Clippers, right? And he was struggling big time. They were all struggling, and I'm talking about DeMarcus Cousins. I almost thought it was like a blessing in disguise that this guy winds up going out for them because he doesn't play the pick and roll well, and defensively they were really bad with him. Obviously, he's going to give him another scoring punch. I know that. I'm not stupid, but I kind of felt like it was addition by subtraction in a weird way if you don't have this guy on the floor, because defensively, in a lot of cases, he can be a liability.
On the defensive end, it is. You're not wrong in saying that. It's depth is what it kills.
Yeah.
And it's a team that didn't have a lot of depth anyway. And something else I never thought I'd say, you know, before the playoffs started, the Clippers were a terrible matchup for Cousins.
Yeah, well, but with that being said, Bogut's played well, Looney's played well. It seems like they know their role pretty well, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah, I didn't know how much they were expecting out of Bogut, but he surprised me.
Well, and then Iguodala, you know, you can bring that guy off the bench, or you can start him in the Hamptons five, right? I mean, look, he, you know, it seems like every team has that, like, that ultimate pro. You know, Boston's got Al Horford, Milwaukee's got George Hill, Golden State, they've got Iguodala, man. I'm sorry, but that's I'll put him in that class too. He's the ultimate pro,
and he's done it for years.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of people don't even know what kind of a player he was in Philly early in his career. He was an all-star.
Yeah, no, I agree. And what he's done is he's sacrificed for the other guys the most. Like, when you think about it, you know, we hear about Durant, we hear about Curry, you know, we hear about those guys, but Iguodala he's taken less money to play there. He's taken a back seat to guys to let them be, you know, in the spotlight, and he's that ultimate pro, man.
He's at that stage in his career too where he's done it. Now he wants rings.
Yeah, and like, look, I'll go this way. Paul Millsap, he's that ultimate pro for Denver, right?
Yes.
Who does Toronto have? Do they have that ultimate pro? Does Philly have that ultimate pro? Like, is that what they're missing, maybe?
Toronto, I would have said Ibaka. But he hasn't shown it either.
Yeah, where the hell
none of them. Gasol, Green, Ibaka, Lowry, none of them have shown it.
I mean, I honestly forgot about Ibaka, right? I mean, seriously, like he's the forgotten man right now.
You know, the way he's played, it's not hard to do. He has just been bad.
So speaking of that, if you're the Toronto Raptors coach and he's supposed to be a different guy, right? Then you know he can do things differently. Allegedly, if Kyle Lowry is struggling, do you go to Van Vliet or no?
I don't know if he will. I would. I would just to change things up. Van Vliet hasn't been that bad.
No, he's not bad. He's real good.
No, in the limited minutes he's gotten in this series, he hasn't played badly at all.
No.
I would. I just don't think he's going to.
And if Siakam can't go, I think Philly winds up getting a commanding lead in this series.
This is where the Raptors miss OG Anunoby.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Great point.
It's where they're missing the bench guy. I don't know if it would make any sense to go with Gasol and Ibaka, because that's two big men you have to worry about getting pulled away from the basket.
Yeah, and they both, you know, they're going to struggle defending, obviously, on the perimeter.
And one of them would have to, check Harris, which would be a nightmare
mm-hmm.
for either one.
That's like having a big man on roller skates, right?
Right. I don't know what they do without Siakam. I mean, Anunoby would have made sense, but with him out, they're a lot thinner. That's a big part of their bench gone.
All right, we haven't talked about Durant and his performance so far in these playoffs. Guy's been unbelievable, right?
How much is there to say? He's otherworldly.
Yeah.
You can't stop him. He can get his shot off against anyone. He looks almost effortless when he's doing this. Now, it helps that the Rockets are playing, you know, front court guys that are 6'4 and 6'5.
Yeah, totally. When he's going up against Eric Gordon or James Harden, right? I mean, he's got to win that matchup.
And he will, and he has.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
I mean,
if he doesn't.
Even in a loss last night, he threw in, look how many points he threw at, 46.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's all he needs is a little help from either Curry or Clay, right? Just a little bit of help, and they wind up winning that game.
Oh, absolutely. And I think in the next game he'll get it from Thompson. Thompson's streaky.
He is.
He has these moments where he could throw up 50 points in a night, and then he has moments where he shoots 6 for 20. You just never know which moment you're going to get.
What do you make of Steph not having the elevation, the lift, to put that dunk in at the end of the game? And then what do you think about the way that they wound up playing the last few seconds of that game? What was up?
I didn't understand it at all.
Me neither.
Considering this is a guy that might dunk twice a year, lay it up. don't try it. Just take the 2 points, and you're down by one.
Yeah, I mean, was that fatigue? Like, what was that?
It could have been. It shouldn't have been. He usually runs all day.
Yeah, it was bizarre. And then again, like not fouling at the end of the game there, you have to stop the clock. I don't get it. It was very similar to San Antonio Denver, right?
I was just going to say that maybe they watched the Spurs game again. It was bad. You have to foul in that situation. You have to find Capella right away. Or foul anyone at that point. I mean, if you can avoid fouling Harden,
I agree,
perfect,
man.
But you have to foul someone.
Hey, I got to take another pause for the cause, Richard, and then I got to wrap things up. Really appreciate you taking time out with me today, man.
Anytime. You know I enjoy it.
Oh, I love talking to you, man. You're quality. Richard Anselmo, NBA insider, hanging out with the Dorf man here, giving me some quality moments is I just happen to say, look, I need to get a guest. I'm calling Richard, and we're going to talk some NBA. So I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'll come back and wrap things up. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. I'll be back.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody, coming at you for the final time here today on a Sunday, which I'm always live every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then I come back late night doing the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America. I start that out at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So check me out later for that, too. But as always, appreciate Mike Wilson taking time out with me. He's my radio partner, tag team in crime, usually each and every week. Wasn't feeling so great. Let him off the hook a little bit early today. And then do appreciate Richard Anselmo joining me, talking some NBA basketball, NBA insider. I love talking NBA basketball with him. And then obviously Scott on the other side for making everything possible for me, man. Truly appreciate you, man. But anyways, get at me always. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Those are how you can get me on Twitter. Check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Always leave you with a parting shot of some kind, some way, shape, or form. Today's going to be no different. Going to be about the NBA, man. NBA basketball. Every series, 2-1. it doesn't matter if you win on the road or you win at home. Don't listen to all the hype or the nonsense about a series is only a series when you've won on somebody else's court. Well, if the series goes seven and everybody wins at home, we still had ourselves one hell of a series. So I'm tired of hearing people say a series isn't a series until a road team wins. It can be a series if the home team wins every damn game. And hopefully, in most cases, in all these cases, hopefully these all go seven games. I don't care how it gets there. Let's just go seven games. Let's see every team being taken to the brink of elimination and making everything be on the line for their team and their hometown and everything else about it, man. And you know what? Let's go Milwaukee Bucks, baby. That's my hometown. That's my team. That's my skin in the game. Anyways, I hear the music. Got to get the heck out of Dodge. So I'm going to do that. Peace, everybody. Have a wonderful Sunday. I'm Andy Dorf. It was the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey! Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Next time.